Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry, takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday in our study of Colossians chapter 1, we were talking about Christians needing the strength of God in order to endure through the temptation to compromise or to retaliate for the ill treatment of the world. Let's continue with that study today.
Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
On his firm foundation for the Bible stands.
Long-suffering is patience exhibited under ill treatment by people or a person, an individual. Again, patience was shown under hardships and trials and difficulties, but long-sufferings is patience under ill treatment by people and persons. And in short, this means Christian stickability, the power to keep on keeping on. We must be strengthened with all might to have patience and long-suffering. The allurements of the world, the weakness of our resolve, the frequency of our failure, all temptations to compromise and retaliate are all overcome as we submit ourselves to His power through the Word of God by His Holy Spirit in us. And how do we endure? He says there, with joyfulness. Not sickly smiles, not long faces. The joy of the Lord is your strength, Nehemiah 8:10 says. It is the joy of the Lord who is your strength, He who gives you songs in the night times of life's journeys. Those sour, gloomy dispositions are a result of a lack of submission of our will to the power and purpose of God. Meet your trials in the power of God's joy. My friend, are these things descriptive of our Christian testimony? Do we pray these things here in Colossians 1, 9 through 11 for one another? You see, these are things, praying this way is a way of reaching unto spiritual maturity. How noble, and what noble goals to strive for, that we would pray for one another and mean it, as Paul prayed for this church at Colossae in Colossians 1, 9 through 11. Now, my friend, there is a pattern here for prayer. And yet that pattern for prayer means nothing if you're not saved. If you don't know that if you died today, that heaven's your home. Now, my friend, God loves you. The Bible's very clear on that. The Bible tells us that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. That includes me, and that includes you. The Bible also tells us God is holy. He says, be ye holy, for I, the Lord your God, am holy. He tells us in the Old Testament that God is of pure eyes than to look on iniquity. There is no darkness or shadow of turning in Him. God is absolute holiness. And being a holy God, being a holy creator, He must punish sin. Otherwise, He would not be true to Himself, and this whole world would be thrown off course. My friend, the wages of sin is death, Romans 6:23 says. That is final, complete separation from God forever in the lake of fire. Friend, sin must be paid for. That's grim news, isn't it? But I have good news for you. Jesus paid it all. He paid for your sin. Romans 5:8 says that God commendeth His love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. You hear that, my friend? While we were yet sinners, just like we are, Christ died for us. Isn't that profound? I mean, we who sin, we who come short of the glory of God, we who continually come short of the glory of God, He still loves us, and He died for us because He loves us. And so, my friend, you don't get good enough for God. You don't make yourself prepared for God. No, you just simply turning from your sin and turning from depending on yourself, you invite Him to come into your life as your Lord and God. That is the way. You see, the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord, Romans chapter 6 tells us. Our wage was to go to hell. What we've earned is to go to hell. But what God wants to give is eternal life. And that's only through Jesus Christ. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh unto the Father but by me. Now, friend, I will tell you that I'm one of those narrow people. Today, they think it's narrow to say that there's only one way to heaven. Well, Jesus said that it is the narrow way, and that He was that way. He said, broad is the way, wide is the gate that leadeth unto destruction. There are people out there today saying, oh, there are many roads to heaven. No, Jesus said that He's the only way. Now, what you've got to do to dispute that is say, well, Jesus obviously was a liar, and He wasn't a good man. You say, well, I would never say that. Well, then, my friend, you need to believe what He says. If He says He's the only way, then He's the only way. Acts 4:12 says, there's none other name given among men whereby you must be saved. It is only through Jesus Christ. If you die and you go to hell, you'll get exactly what you deserve. Strict justice. But if you go to heaven, you will not get what you deserve. Instead, you'll get what Jesus Christ deserves. And my friend, you want what Christ deserves instead of what you deserve. Now, friend, salvation is the gift of God. You don't work for it. He did all the work. He did everything that was necessary to purchase your salvation. Yours is to turn your heart and life over to Him as your Lord and Master. You see, when He died on the cross, He was shedding His precious blood. And we'll read here later in Colossians chapter 1, verse 14, that we have redemption through His blood. Even forgiveness of sins. It's only through the blood of Jesus Christ that you have your sins forgiven. And my friend, Jesus died for you. When He was on the cross, He was dying for every sin that you ever have or ever will commit. The Bible tells us that the skies darkened, and for 3 hours the skies were dark. Why was that? I believe it's because after man had done all that he could do to Jesus Christ, all those terrible atrocities, then God poured out His spiritual wrath upon His own Son. Because the Bible says in Isaiah 53, it pleased the Lord to bruise Him. Why would it please the Father to bruise the Son? Because when He saw sin, even though it was His only begotten Son, when He saw the sin, His attitude about sin did not change. And if God would pour out His eternal wrath on His own Son, who are we to think that we can escape the flames of hell without a Savior? Yes, my friend, Jesus died on the cross for your sins. He was buried. His spirit went to the very depths of the lake of fire. He did that for you. He did that for me. And 3 days later, He rose up victorious over hell and victorious over the grave. And so Revelation chapter 1 tells us that He has the keys of hell and of death. That's why Jesus is the only way. Now, my friend, God loves you. He wants to save you, but He doesn't force it. You must receive it. He says, but as many as received Him, to them gave He the power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name. Oh, my friend. Life, death, sin, salvation, eternity, your soul. That's all serious. At stake is life and life itself. You've heard me say many times, and you may hear it more, that no man on his deathbed ever said, I'm sorry that I got saved and I lived for Jesus. There have been many that were sorry, and I've stood at the deathbed of those that have said how sorry they were they didn't serve Jesus all their life. But I've never seen a radiant Christian that served the Lord, was saved, and served the Lord ever be sorry that that happened. My friend, God wants to save you. He said, whosoever would call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. My friend, you can rejoice. You can know God loves you and God wants to save you. And you can do that right now. You can be saved. You can have eternal life. You can know that when you die, you'll go to heaven. How? By taking God at His word. What is that? Well, admit that you're a sinner. There is none righteous, no, not one, Romans 3:10 says. Be willing to turn from your sin and self. That is, repent. That's what the word repent means, is to turn from. In Acts chapter 17, verse 30, it says, God hath appointed a day in which He will judge the world. So He commands all men everywhere to repent, because He is going to judge the world by Jesus Christ. And so turn from depending on yourself and turn from your sin and believe that Jesus Christ died for you and that He was buried and that He rose from the dead. And through prayer, invite Jesus Christ to come into your life as your personal Savior. You say, Brother Andy, I'd like to do that. I'm just not certain of how. I will form a prayer right now, and I'm going to pray those words, and you can pray right there by your radio. They're only words if you don't mean it. But if you honestly mean it, then I want to encourage you to pray these words. Dear God, I am a sinner, and I need forgiveness. Forgive me of my sins. I believe that Jesus Christ shed His precious blood on the cross and died for my sin. I believe that He rose up from the dead 3 days later. I am willing, by Your help and power, to turn from sin. And I right now invite Jesus Christ to come into my heart and my life as my Lord, as my God, as my Savior. Save me right now. Thank You for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, my friend, if you just prayed that prayer, write us and let us know. The Bible says, for the Scripture saith, whosoever believeth in Him should not be ashamed. Matthew chapter 10, Jesus said, He that confesses me before man, him will I also confess before my Father which is in heaven. I would like you to write me and let me know that you've asked the Lord to save you. I want to send you a booklet titled Building Blocks. And the booklet Building Blocks will give you some teachings about doctrine. It will also teach you about your next steps in the Christian life. It'll tell you some things about what a local church should be. It'll tell you how to pray. It'll show you how to study the Bible so that you'll get more out of it. It'll show you how to witness, to lead someone else to Jesus Christ. And I want to send that booklet to you absolutely free. Just write us and let us know that you have received Christ as your Savior through this broadcast and you'd like to have the booklet. Now, you may be listening and you're already saved, but you'd like to have that booklet. Then you write me and I'll send you that booklet and you can have it absolutely free. Again, tell your friends about us and ask them to listen in too, so that we may see this ministry grow. Well, I see that my time is up, and I want to thank you for listening today to our Lamp and Light broadcast. And my friend, may the lamp of God's Word be the light that you follow today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the Sermon Library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands.